And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. In their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And the Port Huron Police Department posted a notice about the addition of a new staff member. The new officer, Savannah Fenner, was hired by the department as an officer. Fenner will take the oath of office at 10 a.m. this coming Friday, that's tomorrow morning, in the Port Huron City Council chambers. The Port Huron Police Department operates a police officer cadet program that gives youths an opportunity to learn about law enforcement's procedures, policies, and the law to see if they want to make it a career. Fenner is a former cadet, and the department is excited to welcome her back. This time, Fenner will wear a police officer's uniform, when she begins her law enforcement career serving the city. The public is welcome to attend the event. And Midland Police are asking for public assistance to locate John David Thornton, 41, who is wanted in connection with a recent domestic assault investigation. Authorities have issued a 5-count warrant for Thornton, listing charges that include assault with intent to do great bodily harm, domestic violence, possession of a controlled substance, and assault on a pregnant individual. The Thornton also faces a bench warrant after reportedly failing to appear in court on an earlier assault charge. Police believe Thornton is homeless and staying within the Midland City area. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts is encouraged to contact Midland Police at 989-839-4713. And the Michigan State Board of Education has thrown its support behind the Invest in MI Kids initiative, a proposal that would add a 5% income surcharge for individuals earning more than $500,000 and couples making over $1 million a year. The measure, which could appear on the 2026 statewide ballot, is designed to provide a new, steady funding source for public schools. If approved by voters, the tax would begin in 2027 and is expected to bring about $1 billion annually for education. Board member Mitchell Robinson said the effort aims to make up for years of limited investment in Michigan's school system, which continues to lag behind other Midwestern states. Supporters are now gathering the required petition signatures for validation by March 2026. And we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported an unexpected rise in flu cases across several southern states. Health experts link the early spike to lower vaccination rates and resumed travel trends. Hospitals in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama have seen steady increases in emergency visits. Officials urge the public to get vaccinated to prevent strain on healthcare systems. The CDC warns the flu season could be the most severe in a decade. National vaccination campaigns are already ramping up in schools and clinics. When we come back after this Morrell Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer Store on North M 53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS Compact to heavy-duty LS Utility Tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer faces growing pressure over delays in the National Health Service reform plan. Critics say staffing shortages and long wait times persist despite earlier promises. New data shows more than 7.5 million patients are on hospital waiting lists. Downing Street insists additional funding is on the way to ease the crisis. Unions warn that winter months could bring unprecedented strain. The opposition is calling for a full parliamentary inquiry. When we come back after this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
One day at Valley Collision of Ubley.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. Thanks, bye.
Was that a customer, Justin?
Yes, Chris. Someone hit a deer again. They're on their way in.
Well, they called the right place. Did you tell them that at Valley Collision, we have a 3-year written guarantee on all our work?
Of course I did.
Great. And did you mention that we use Spies Hecker paint, the best automotive paint that's available? And 130 years combined experience, certified technicians that specialize in aluminum and steel automobiles?
Yes, Chris, I mentioned that.
Good. And did you tell them that we have rental cars, shuttle service, and free pickup and drop-off services?
Yes, Chris.
Well, did you say that?
Say that we're the biggest shop in the Thumb? Yes, I mentioned it.
Hey, how'd you know that I was going to ask that?
All right, guys, we get it. If you get into an accident, take your vehicle to Valley Collision in Ubley. The biggest and best shop for all your collision repair needs. Located on Main Street in Ubley. Call 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410. Valley Collision, where quality meets convenience.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is John Curdy, and getting to our obituaries for this hour. David Bernard Perrick, 73 years old of Ubley, passed away peacefully on October 15th, 2025, at Genesis Adult Foster Care Home of Ubley. David was born on March 8th, 1952. A mass of Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish, Monday, October 20th, 2025, at 12 p.m. Burial to follow at St. Joseph Cemetery in Rapson. Visitation will take place Monday, October 20th, 2025, at 10 a.m. until time of service at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish. The family wishes to thank Riverview Adult Foster Care Home of Cass City, Community Links, where David was parishioner of St. Hubert Catholic Church, Paula and Rick Bolton for the 20 years of loving care given to their brother, and also Genesis and Ubley for his last 3 years of excellent care. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Dolores Ann Dolly Weiss of Elkton, age 87, passed away on Wednesday, October 15th, 2025, at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. She was born April 14, 1938. In keeping with Dolly's wishes, cremation has taken place, and a service will be planned for a later date. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Thumb of Animal Shelter at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton, Michigan, 48731. And the Elkton Lions Club at P.O. Box 371, Elkton, Michigan, 48731. And the St. John Episcopal Church at 8271 Crescent Beach Road in Pigeon, Michigan, 48755. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. Get the full news stories, weather obituaries, and more right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with the large selection of brand-new golf carts and their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly.